When We Need Him Most by Maria Fontaine.
No one wants to go through pain and suffering in any form. We enjoy the fun experiences, the times of joy and fulfillment, the times when everything is uplifting and contentment fills our hearts. But the fact is that we need both the uplifting times and the struggles, the victories to encourage us and the tests to help us learn, the times of rejoicing in His blessings and the times when we have to trust Him to bring us through what looks unbearable. The Father didn't take Jesus' struggles away. He had to trust His Heavenly Father to bring Him through them and to bring greater good out of them. Jesus didn't enjoy the sufferings of this life any more than we do, but He faced them in full trust, even unto torture and death. I think that is the most perfect example of what faith is in this life. Jesus asks us to walk even as He walked, laying down our lives for the brethren and being an example of His love for this world. Just as He trusted His Father, Jesus asks us to trust Him. His word promises to cause all things, no matter how they seem to us in the moment, to work together for good for us because we love Him and are called according to His purpose. This is what the faith life is about. Circumstances or obtaining the results that we want are not what our faith should be anchored to, because the conditions in this life are bound to shift and change. What looks ideal today may not look that way tomorrow. If our faith is determined by what looks best in the moment, then it's like the house built on sand instead of the solid rock of God's love for us. Either way, the storms will come, the winds of trouble will howl, and the bolts of lightning will threaten. But we have nothing to fear when we are certain that His love will bring us through in the end. Many of you know Mark of Faithy, a dear longtime missionary in Indian National. A number of years ago, Mark developed Parkinson's disease. In spite of the physical difficulties and challenges this illness poses, he chose to carry on helping others. Mark didn't demand an immediate miracle to prove that Jesus loved him or that he had great faith, nor did he take a passive stance of accepting that his condition couldn't be changed. He knew that Jesus had given him a job to do, and no matter how overwhelming things looked in the physical, or whether he saw his healing manifested or not, he would not abandon his calling. Faith in God isn't about seeing the outcome we think is best. It's about trusting the Lord for what He knows is best. It's trusting in His love, His wisdom, and His promises to work everything together for the greatest good. We are here in this earth life to learn and grow. The tests and trials of our lives help us to do just that. Jesus has promised to never give us more than we can bear. Our part is to trust Him. If we can't place our trust in the One who created us in love, who can we trust? Your knees may buckle at times, like Jesus' knees did, under the weight of the cross that the Father asked Him to bear for our sakes. But like Jesus did with the Father, as we also seek God's help, the strength and determination to keep trusting Him will be provided. One step at a time. Several years ago, I was corresponding with Mark, and I asked him if he would be willing to write up his testimony for me and his experiences related to Parkinson's. I had been praying for him, and I wanted to better understand what he was going through. He graciously acquiesced to my request. Here is his account. I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2005, and the Lord has kept me amazingly well all these years. I want to backtrack and share a spiritual experience that I had not long after my diagnosis. When I first found out that I had Parkinson's, it threw me for a loop emotionally. Though I tried to put on a brave front, I was really hurting on the inside and struggled with thoughts like, "Why me, Lord? What have I done wrong that I have this disease? Are you judging me?" Mostly questions of that nature. When you check on the net about Parkinson's, it's actually quite depressing. For one, there is no known cure for it, and the medicines available are only able to control the symptoms. The dosage of the medicine has to be increased every 6 months. Parkinson's does not kill people, it just degenerates you and your body until eventually you need to have people to help you for even the mundane things. It paints a pretty morbid picture. After about 6 months of going through these severe battles, one day during my prayer time, I saw Jesus. He was looking at me with compassion and said, "Why are you worrying so much? I love you and will be with you always. Either I will heal you or I will carry you, so please stop worrying." That day was a real turning point for me. I knew that if I was healed, I would be fine, or if he carried me in his arms, I would still be fine. I felt the heavy weight of anxiety and pressure and condemnation being lifted off me. Jesus has been carrying me ever since. The days when I need my strength, he gives it to me, and when I don't need it, he doesn't supply it. A few years ago, I used to do seminars with my son at schools and colleges for teachers, students, and parents. There would be days when my hands would shake just holding a glass of water. But when it was time to go up on stage to lead the seminar, my hands would stop shaking and would never shake for the 3 hours that I was holding the mic in my hand. Jesus has continued to carry me. It's only been in the last years that the Parkinson's has progressed to stage 2. Most people get to stage 2 much earlier. I hunch a lot these days as my nerves are pulling inward and my lower back often hurts. It has been affecting my speech, and I now tend to stammer when I talk. But he still carries me, and I'm able to continue to help others. This speech slur is very frustrating, and people I meet for the first time have to really tune in to understand me clearly. I have to battle these things on a daily basis, but somehow his grace matches my need. In my follow-up classes, I print the lessons I teach to our friends and have them read them. I only talk when I need to explain what is being said. Nevertheless, he gives me strength to carry on. I always find that his grace is sufficient. Maria, when Mark looks at himself, he sees a broken body that is helpless without Jesus to carry him. When the Lord looks at Mark, this is what he sees. When I look at you, Mark, I see a powerful and dedicated fighter for me. We've come through many battles together. You've claimed many miracles in order to overcome whatever stood between you and a soul who needed the truth. You have been determined to bring the truth to others in love, and you have. I know how hard it is for you in the present to fight to begin each new day with conviction and faith. When you look at your broken body, you once again have to cast into my hands all the struggles that may come and tell me, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." It takes great faith to trust me. At times you may feel weary in well-doing, but you keep getting up and persevering. Each time you do, you grow stronger. It's because you have kept going for me that you have helped transform so many lives. Those are the facts. So many who were feeling that they could not go on have caught sight of your determination to live for me and have chosen not to give up. What at times have seemed to you like setbacks have changed many lives. You've given so many others hope and conviction at a point in their lives when nothing less could have stirred their hearts. Every step you take, hard as it may be, becomes a footprint for others to follow. Every effort in giving when it seems unbearable, or smiling when you feel like weeping, draws others closer to my joy. Those last grains of meal and drops of oil that you need for yourself, yet you share them in my name with others who are in the depths of despair, are the essence of true greatness in my kingdom. I don't look at what you give, but what is left afterward, and you have truly given all again and again. When these times are over, I will give you all in return, more than your heart can imagine and your mind can comprehend. In the midst of the hard times of the moment, it can be challenging to picture how such weakness and frailty can become far greater strength. But you cling to me each day. I am closer to you than anyone else could ever be. In this life, the love I have for you and all my faithful ones would be impossible to express fully because the world couldn't contain it. I don't just take away the troubles because that would prevent you from reaching the glory that these things are a path to. This earthly realm can seem so upside down sometimes. So let's keep walking together, arms around each other, as I steady and strengthen and encourage you, day by day and hour by hour, until the day when my arms will lift you fully into my kingdom. You are endeavoring to walk as I walked and have borne the hardships of this world with patience and trust and humility. As a result, there is laid up for you such wonders that these times of suffering will fade into unimportance and be washed away in unimaginable joy. You are a fighter, and there are still more lives to touch and broken and lost hearts to restore. Your pace, though slower, is exactly suited to those who I bring to you. I have prepared you to fulfill my plan and purpose in reaching the ones who need you most at this time. I was willing to live and die for each life that you touch. Each one is that precious to me. What we go through together to reach some people can be difficult, but that is what love is willing to do. No price is too high to bring a soul into my kingdom. The love that burns in your heart is my love and your love. Together we won't stop until they are gathered into the fold. Your love for my children will spill over into the next life, the millennium, and beyond, because our hearts are knit together as one. P.S. Let's continue to pray for Mark and one another as we continue to follow Jesus to the best of our ability in spite of life's setbacks. I received another note from Mark that I'd like to close with. He wrote, Jesus has been so good to me. I do have a lot of pain in my lower back, and it has increased over time as I'm a bit more hunched over. Please pray that my back will get straight once again. But compared to so many others, I suffer much less pain and discomfort than most. I was used to being so strong prior to Parkinson's, but God's love has been so wonderful to me. Sometimes I get all excited and make plans about traveling to many places and all the things that I want to do for the Lord and with my kids and friends before I go to heaven. When in reality, I can only walk about 500 meters or less before I have to sit for a while. But the thing that really amazes me is how the Lord has helped me to do many of those things that I desire to do by providing me with places to sit every 250 meters, He always has his ways in the wilderness and his rivers in the desert. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 4:16.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.